Coming up on Patriots This Week. In a city known for its chill, Buffalo fans brought the heat.
Tough place to play. It was a great win. Great to be 2-0.
After an off-season of controversy, the Patriots got their first taste of life on the road.
I don't care who we play. I'm probably betting that the whole league wants them to beat us.
It was a dominating effort against a coach and a team that seemed overhyped and underprepared.
Belichick now coached me, no question about it.
We played hard as a team. We prepared hard. We got something to show for it.
Now it's on to Jacksonville, a Jaguars team that is looking for its second upset in 2 weeks.
They got a good win under their belt, and they look hungry.
That's right now on Patriots This Week.
Yet another example of being careful what you wish for. A week earlier, Bills fans were chanting, "We want Brady." Well, they got him last Sunday, and Tom Brady set a record against a Buffalo Bills defense with 466 yards passing, and the Patriots beat the Bills soundly by a 40-32 final. Hi, everyone. Welcome once again to Patriots This Week. Bob Soucy joined by my radio partner, former Patriots quarterback Scott Zolak, and a three-time Super Bowl champion for the Pats, Matt Chatham. Guys, a lot of hype, and certainly a lot was said in the week that was from the Buffalo Bills, and they did not deliver.
Go ahead. You go first.
Okay, I'll start.
Since you're the defensive-minded guy, because all we heard about last week was how great this defense was going to be. And the big thing was, I love the starting lineups the way Buffalo did it. They ran out the down four like it was the steel curtain of the Pittsburgh Steelers of the mid-70s. Yeah. Introduced them together. They all had their helmets off. They held hands, and they ran out together. And then they got their butts kicked by a bunch of rookies up front. It was great.
I love the lead up to this week. We don't get this every week. I mean, I know people have sort of the issues with Rex. I get that. But it was fun. But he really dropped the bomb on this one, because when you walk in the game, as Zoe mentions it, this is going to be the front four game. Well, that was a bad call, because the front four never gets there. If you're going to go quick passing game, they're just too thin. So the things they did a week prior that worked for them just didn't apply here. So the other thing I liked is that, you know, Rex spent all week trying to goat Bill Belichick into not, or to using blunt, right? He wanted the game played sort of in the alleyway, and Bill didn't take that bait. So from just like a schematic point, we usually don't get much in the week leading up. We got two really big pieces of information that didn't play out on Sunday.
I thought the tempo was fantastic too. The game plan, you know, you want to compliment Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady. Besides the one timeout early, the communication was fantastic. I mean, Brady's doing signals to Josh McDaniels, never got flustered, but they up-tempoed it, and they stayed at the line of scrimmage, which I think tired the, I don't want to call them overweight, but they were overweight up front in the defensive line. I mean, Darius was his first game back. He didn't have football legs. He wasn't ready to go.
We're going to talk about the schematics, but you said Brady never got flustered. The Bills certainly did. With all the bravado coming out of Buffalo, it's a team that committed 15 penalties. One player in particular, Aaron Williams, had three personal fouls. They had three penalties on a single special teams play. Yeah. Buffalo lost its poise and composure early. The Patriots maintained theirs for the most part.
I would look at taunting on an extra point. I've never seen that. Well, I mean, I've seen it, but it's so rare because
on a made extra point.
It's so silly. I mean, the point is, if you've had a big hit or there's some sort of argument in the middle of the field on a violent collision play, you get it, right? A competition on the outside for a ball, something like that.